Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Tomorrow night, St. John's, which beat Georgetown on Saturday, and didn't come home. Stayed out there. Didn't have class, so they stayed. Mink told me they were staying. Then they're going, obviously, to visit Villanova tomorrow, the new building, and Jay Wright and Nova tomorrow. So a big game for them. Ranked for the first time since 2014, St. John's is. They get the defending champs. And talking about winning, Jay is a huge Eagle fan, I know. So he's thrilled with yesterday's game, too. Jay, welcome. How are you?
Mike, how are you, buddy?
Good. And not only you keep winning, but the Eagles keep winning.
Oh, this Philly is upside down right now, man. We don't count on getting breaks like that, man. That was if you saw all the video from anywhere in Philly, people watching that game, when that field goal hit the upright and the crossbar, people went crazy. It was crazy, and they're still walking on air here in Philly.
You know, it's funny. You talk about having championship teams and winning championships, which you've done a lot of the last couple of years. When you get a team that believes like this team believes, and this player believes, it's almost kind of weird, right? It's almost kind of infectious.
It really is, and that's exactly what it is, Mike. I can't emphasize enough that when the Eagles had a slow start and during the year, it looked like they were going to be out of the playoff hunt. You know, everything had to fall right for them to make the playoffs. Obviously, you know, Minnesota had to lose, but down the stretch, you know, that team, Doug Peterson, Nick Foles, everybody, that you never heard one person say anything negative. They stuck together. They believed in themselves. They knew they had a lot of injuries during the season, a lot, not just Carson Wentz. They knew they were starting to get healthy, but they believed in themselves. They really did. So when they got it going, you know, it was only about five or six games that they got blown out by New Orleans bad, and everybody was writing them off, but they never gave in, man. That's exactly what it is. This team really believes in themselves, but they have, even before they started winning these games.
Yeah, and, you know, they were down 19-3 to the Giants, and they won that game. And then the Bears actually gave them a life by beating Minnesota and then get beat by them the next week. You know, it's funny. I'm telling you, last week, a couple of Bear writers were in the press box saying, hey, we don't want to play the Eagles, guys, you know. And look what happened. So we're talking with Jay Wright. Tomorrow night it's St. John's and Nova. Now, what is the name of the new building? Whose name is on it? What's the name of the new building?
The Finneran Pavilion, named after Bill Finneran, a great Villanova guy, lives from Westchester County, New York, but a real loyal Villanova guy that's been very generous to the school and then really generous with this building.
What does your new place hold?
It's exact same.
Oh, it is the same.
The
okay.
Previous place. Yeah. Okay. But it's just completely gutted. Everything brand new, all the amenities, the luxury areas, the courtside seats, all the restaurants and bars for this.
So it's a great place to have a basketball game now, right?
It is. And it's, you know, Villanova people like to do three things. They like to go to mass together. They like to have beers together, and they like to go to basketball games together.
Yep.
And sometimes we get it out of order a little bit, but they can come here. They come early before the games. There's great restaurants and bars in here, and they hang out. They hang out after the games. That's what Villanova is all about. Just the community and basketball. You know, the Augustinian community and basketball, and this building serves it extremely well.
All right, St. John's is in there for you tomorrow night. You've played 15 games now. You're in the conference now with your team. Where's your team, and what is it? You know, you've had your close losses. You came back and played a really good game at Kansas. You lost. You've won. You came back and had a DePaul game. You were down. Won that. You beat Providence on the road. You're 11-4. so you're in solid shape, and this year you can fly a little under the radar compared to the last couple of years. I mean, I think you were in the top six teams for seven straight years, and so this year it's a little different from you from that standpoint. But where are you in your development with this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, you explained our situation well. You know, it's the challenge of, you know, having been, you know, in the top five, top 10 for so many years, and not these guys making sure they don't feel disappointed that we're not there, because they're actually doing a good job. We've got two seniors in Phil Booth and Eric Pascal who are doing, yep, a great job of leadership. And then everybody else is sophomores and freshmen. We got Joe Cremo, a graduate transfer, but it's his first year, you know, and so we're starting to come together. You know, I think we haven't played great in any game yet, but we're just getting slowly better and better. We started off, we had a great first half at Providence, but we weren't able to play 20 minutes in the second half. We got sloppy at the end and a little soft at the end, but it's just inexperience, and it's the opposite of this St. John's team. They're very experienced. They're older guys. They play that way. Chris has definitely got his system intact, and it's going to be a great test because we're going to play against a tough, physical, older team.
Well, they are, and obviously Pons, who can score on anybody, is averaging 20 points. They're very quick, no question. They penetrate well. They're athletic, so it's a good test. From your standpoint, are you playing the same? Can you play the same way you played style-wise and be as reliant on the three as you were last year, or have you amended that this year a little bit?
You know what, Mike? We want to be, and we're just not playing as fast as we did in the last few years because we're not as good defensively as we've been in the last few years. Like, right, you know, a lot of our ability to play fast was we were getting stops, we were creating turnovers, and we were able to get out and transition, something that St. John's does really well. We're not as good defensively yet, so we're playing in the half court a lot more. We don't want to, but we got to get better defensively. And again, at this St. John's team, I think, is one of the best offenses in the country, and it's going to be a good test for us to see how far. We played a pretty good game defensively at Providence, and hopefully we're getting better.
How about dealing with a guy like Pons who can get 30, who is a nightmare going to the basket? You can't keep people in front of him. He's very tough, obviously. He'll take it and drive it. He'll take it and dish it. I mean, so he's a very good offensive player, clearly.
That's where I think he's really made himself more dangerous, and I wish he wouldn't have figured it out. I liked it when he's just a scorer. Right. But he's really become a good decision maker. I think he's averaging over six assists a game.
Yeah, he is. So yeah, he is.
He can drop. You know, he can drop 30 on you, but in the midst of getting 30, you know, he can be at 24, and then you come and double him or you help, and then he's dropping a dime to somebody else, and that basket might be the one that is the dagger. You know, in the past, I don't know if he didn't see it or if he just wanted to be the one to make that shot. He's really mature. I'm sure Chris has had a lot to do with that. He's done a really good job of making him a complete player.
We're talking with Jay Wright. Jake, your team having the two guys who everyone knows and who have been there and have done it, and obviously you're, you know, right there, 1-2. Have the other guys gotten to a point where they'll take a big shot and they not try to be reliant and let Booth and Pascal do everything? Have they gotten to that point yet?
That's exactly where we are, man, as we talked about today. They, you know what? Probably not. You know, we need them to be a little bit more confident that way, and we need Phil and E to have a little more confidence in them too. They do. We just have. It's got to happen. You know, you can talk about that all you want, but it's got to happen in some games where everybody sees it and they feel it and they believe it. That's what a season's all about. You got to have a game where that happens, and then you build from that.
You played really well against Kansas is a top five team. You played really well in that game. I mean, you came back in that game strong. It was a tough game. I saw that game. I mean, you played very well in that game.
That was probably one of our better games. You know, in a we got off to a great start in a really tough environment, and really also in a game where we had beaten them in the final eight, and then we'd beaten them in the final four. So I mean, we heard everything going out there, the revenge and all this. So
yep.
They were on high alert. So it wasn't like we were sneaking up on them, and they were playing well. So with all that, I thought we handled it really well. And we had a lead late in that game, and we made, yep. just to what you're talking about, we made some immature mistakes. When I say immature, just inexperienced mistakes down the stretch where we didn't make the right play, and it cost us. But coming out of it, we knew we had the ability to play with anybody in the country.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, and we're talking. I, you know, you still can. I mean, I think that, I don't think there's any question. I think everybody expects you to be able to do that, you know, later in the season anyway. But I think you definitely can be that team this year. You played enough tough games. You always will. You played those tough games early in the season. So I did see the Michigan game, and I'll tell you this: if people haven't seen Michigan, other than Duke, Michigan's the best team in the country, and they're clearly the best defensive team in the country. I mean, this is a very different Michigan team. This is a defensive Michigan team. They're a scary good team this year.
I agree 100%. All the guys from their team that we played in the championship game last year that were the best defenders: Matthews, the point guard, Poole. The athletic defenders, those guys are all back and better offensively. And then they add the kid Brazikas, the freshman, who's off the charts. That kid's gonna be a first round pick. They add him, and he's tough as hell and athletic as hell, and he's just nasty. I mean, it's so rare. I don't know how old he is, but I mean, he's probably 18 or 19, but the dude looks like he's 25 to me, and he plays that way. He's so mature. You rarely do get a freshman that plays with that maturity and that type of nasty toughness on both ends of the floor.
Who's the best team? And we're talking with Jay Wright. Who's the and St. John's and Villanova play tomorrow night down there? Who's the best team in the Big East right now? Is it St. John's? Is there somebody else? Who would you say right now is the best team?
I think you'd have to say St. John's right now. I think Marquette was playing. You know, in terms of just looking at who's playing the best, you know, you can argue St. John's should be 15-0.
Right, they got jobbed a little bit in that game. But they did miss a bunch of free throws, too. So, you know, to be fair, they were up 10 with 5 minutes to play, but they did cause it themselves. They got a bad call. But still, they're 14-1. So you would say right now they're the best team?
Yeah, I think they're playing the best of anybody in the league. And, you know, that's what a season's all about is, like, you know, they're playing great. Can they handle success and maintain that? And then the other teams, can we get better and catch them? That's what it's all about, man. And that's what the beauty of a season. You know, we've for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, we've been that team that, you know, we've had the success and we got to keep grinding and we can't let it slip. And now we're the team that's kind of, we're trying to catch up and we're trying to get better faster. So it's interesting to be in this spot, and I say St. John's is in a different spot for the first time.
Well, how about coaching not to lose for the first time in a couple of years? You know, you have those teams where you're not supposed to lose. Like last year, you weren't allowed to lose. You know, having those teams where you – and your teams go through that. You had a couple of those teams. They're not allowed to lose. Those are different teams to coach. They really are.
It is. It really is. It's a totally, totally different mindset every day in practice, the way you prepare. Your thought process during a game, you know teams are going to come out and they're going to play at their highest level against you. And that's one of the things that's challenging for this team this year is teams are still coming out and playing us as the national
champion. Oh, sure. You're a big name. You're a big deal. Yeah. You're a defending champion.
And there's only, like, you know, really four guys on this team that played there, and we got a lot of new guys looking at it like, what the hell? I didn't sign up for this, you know. And but it's all part of it, you know. It's why we try to, you know, we call it roster structuring. We try to keep some maturity on our team, so, you know, guys know how to handle that, and you know, and we can go through it. I think our Michigan game was that way. You know, we played Michigan early. We had just beaten them, and they're coming in here they're thinking about the national championship game, and we got like eight guys that weren't even there.
Yeah, and they want to take you apart anyway. So absolutely.
And our guys are just happy, like, oh, this is fun. Let's go play a big game. You know, they step on the floor, and these guys are drooling. You know, so we're starting to get better at that. We're starting to understand what it takes. You know, to guys are starting to understand what it takes to play for Villanova, how hard teams come at us, and our older guys are doing a good job of passing that down. And as I said, I St. John's has always played us tough. Even, you know, last year they beat us.
To be fair, you had three starters out of the game. So to be fair, but they did beat you, and Ponce had a huge game, no question.
Yeah. And then, you know, our games at the Garden have always been tough. So, you know, I think our guys understand how hard they're going to bring it and how much confidence they play with against us.
How good can this Villanova team be by March?
We can be good. We can. If we can get to March and get to the tournament, we've got two guys that, you know, have been on two national championship teams. Those guys have been there, you know?
Yep.
And even our sophomores, they were on the team, you know, Demir Cosby Roundtree and Colin Gillespie, they got to get better. And we got some young guys that are starting to play. Javon Quinley starting to step it up for us, and Sadiq Bey and Cole Swider had a good game in Boston. So in Providence, excuse me, but our guys are, they're growing, you know, and it's all about where you are at the end of the year. And if at the end of the year, they can be playing like sophomores, we could be a good team.
Well, listen, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to tomorrow night. We'll talk soon. Probably see you when you come to town. Appreciate it. Good luck. And good luck with your Eagles against the Saints with that magic this week. You know, see if you can.
We need some magic,
you know,
down there,
a lot
there,
of
man.
Championships down there in Philly all of a sudden. You know, New York's a little jealous. You know, we haven't had any championships up here in a while.
I don't know if we know how to handle this yet, but we still like that underdog mentality. We got to get rid of that.
See you later.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Jay. Jay Wright, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.